The Plain Untruths About Tornadoes. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The 2015 tornado season has started slowly but deadly. Knowing the truth about these storms could save your life. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
If you have ever been involved in a tornado outbreak, you know how powerful, how devastating these storms can be.
You're literally taking a tremendous amount of atmospheric energy and turning it into a giant vacuum cleaner.
That's Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says that despite our actually being able to see dramatic real-time videos of these storms, there are still many, many misconceptions. First one, some areas of geography, such as high elevations, some regions of the country, are completely protected from tornadoes. Wrong.
In the late 80s, a tornado rushed across the mountaintops in Yellowstone National Park at the 10,000-foot level. There's an area you would not expect to see tornadic activity. So mountains are not safe. River valleys are not safe. You know, certain areas are more climatologically favored to see tornado activity due to the lay of the land.
And indeed, tornadoes have been reported in every state in the country. Here's another common belief.
The low pressure associated with a tornado causes buildings to explode.
But of course, that's wrong.
The low pressure in a tornado, although strong, is not enough to cause a building to explode.
That if we know a tornado is heading for our house, we should take time to open up all the windows to equalize the pressure. Wrong again. Since tornado pressure cannot explode a house, opening the windows is useless. And finally, the most prevalent tornado myth of all, and many of us believe it for some reason, that maybe it's a metal construction or something, but anyway, that mobile home parks actually attract tornadoes. Wrong again. Brad Rippey says, yes, there may be more devastation, more death when a tornado hits a mobile home park, but
tornadoes move through single-family home areas just as often as they move through mobile parks.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.